What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
I've never been this nervous in my life.
Greetings from Long Time No See, the podcast. Every week, we'll be inviting two blindfolded comedians to answer a series of questions about their careers, lives, and opinions. Now, let's remove those blindfolds and start the show.
Hi!
What would your opening line with your celebrity crush be?
Loved you in Harry Potter.
Worst date you've been on?
A man bit my neck mole off once.
You did what?
A man bit my neck mole off.
Oh my God, Jack almost fell off his chair.
Be sure to follow and subscribe to the podcast.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
So just to explain, I'm in a cab in London.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks, as always, for making your way here and checking out the episode. Please do hit that subscribe button. I put out three new interviews every single week, new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists, discover some new ones at iTunes, Apple Podcasts, at Spotify, Podchaser, NPR, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from. Subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. That's me, Kyle Meredith, today talking with Foals frontman Yiannis Filippakis. Going to be discussing the new album Life Is Yours, the experimental mood they found themselves that led to the more synth-driven record. We're also going to be talking about working with multiple producers, what the possible pratfalls of that are, and making a dance record with a deeper meaning, looking back at the sometimes destructive behavior of his youth and the need to connect to one's past. We also get into the lead single Wake Me Up and the ways lyrics can take on new meanings, and he'll tell us about taking inspiration from Caribou and Underworld, and in fact, speaking of Underworld, making music with Carl Hyde that hopefully will come out eventually. So let's do this. Life Is Yours is the album. It's Kyle Meredith with Foals.
Hey, Kyle.
My compliments. First off, Life Is Yours. This is such a fun record. This is such a cool record, what you guys are doing these days. And it looks like the word that keeps coming up is experimentation. Experimentation is the name of the game. What does that mean in the context of this album?
We just wanted to kind of stretch our legs and try a different approach to songwriting. So I think in terms of like what was new, we allowed the synthesizers and the rhythms to kind of really take emphasis and drive a lot of the songwriting. Maybe where before we'd written as a more kind of traditional rock band, on this record, I think we just allowed the roles within the band to shift slightly. And then I think also the way in which we collaborated with the producers on the record meant that there was quite a lot of external influence that came from them, and they definitely encouraged us. There was a few we worked with, and they all encouraged us to kind of be bold and brave with our approach to the songs. So yeah, I think it's quite a different record for us, and we're really excited about it. We feel really, really stoked that it's coming out, and excited to play it live. It feels good.
Yeah, the working with multiple producers, like as a fan, I sometimes get a little afraid when I hear that. Like, I know that pop game, and it sometimes ends up being a little bit bland. That's not the case with this one, but I guess, like, how do you avoid that? Because that seems tricky.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely had some potential pitfalls. You know, I think it could have. I wasn't really concerned about it being bland. I was concerned about it being just all over the joint, like not having any coherence to it, and maybe having too many ideas. But I think we were quite selective about which producers worked on which track and which combos of producers. And also, if something was used that we didn't, or something was introduced to a song that we didn't like, we kind of we retained artistic control at the end of the day, so we could subtract layers of things that we felt were over the top, perhaps, or unnecessary.
And you mentioned, you know, dance music and letting the beats and the rhythm kind of take this one. That's the other fun thing that I find about this record, because dance music sometimes on the surface can seem shallow. Which makes it all the more fun to when you can find the deeper story in it. As you're approaching, you know, the lyrics and the themes of this, you know, it's not the first time that you've done it by any means, but what's the marriage there to make sure that this just isn't, you know, just a party record?
I don't think we'd ever make like just a party record, because I just don't write lyrics, you know, that that are just sort of superficial. So I think also for me, like with some of the greatest pieces of music are ones where the music itself is uplifting and melodic, but then the lyrics counteract that with a kind of melancholy and something bittersweet. So 2AM is a perfect example of that, I think, where if you look at the musical aspect, or the instrumental rather, you could think, oh, this is, I mean, it's a simple track. It's one of the simplest we've ever written. But then once you add the lyrical counterpoint to that, it becomes a totally more interesting and more nuanced beast.
Yeah, 2AM comes up in there. You know, I was comparing, I think, it with like 2001 a little bit as what you're getting to. You know, I think you've said something about 2AM being the repetitive cycles of destructive behavior. And do I get a little bit of that in 2001 as you're looking back at your youth as well?
Yeah, definitely. You know, 2001 is like a song that is definitely set in a specific era when the band moved to Brighton. It's the first, like we moved as a group to Brighton, which is on the coast in the UK, and we rented a house together for the first time. And we were kind of all of a sudden, there was Hedonism and Temptation, and all set within this quite idyllic seaside, you know, in many ways quite an innocent place on the veneer of it, but it's also quite louche. It's quite like Brighton's a weird place, basically. It's fun, but yeah, the song is set there, you know. And so that song for me, I remember, you know, I was feeling so frustrated and locked down that the only thing I could relate it to was feeling frustrated as a teenager, you know, and like not being able to kind of go out and experience as much of life as I would like. And Brighton was really the time when it was like there was no holds barred. I'd had no parents in my vicinity, no responsibilities. We were young and in a band, and we went out and then we lived it to the max. And the song is sort of is tapping back into that place.
Now, when you're writing something like that, and maybe I'm getting a little bit too heady here, but like, can you feel it? When you're trying to connect with that person, like, can you feel those moments when you're writing the song?
You can see it. Yeah, I can see it definitely. You know, there's a couple of songs like that, like definitely with 2001, I can see exactly the visual representation of what I'm talking about, you know, when I'm talking to you about it. And like, it's an especially visual song, that one, for me. You know, the images of having like a blue tongue and from, you know, candy cane and soda pops and stuff, like all of that is kind of things where those images were blazed on my imagination. Looking High on the album is another one that, again, is just like very evocative. It's set in actually a similar era, but in Oxford, in where we grew up, and it's to do with, you know, when we were younger, nightlife, and how that nightlife doesn't exist anymore. You know, those clubs we used to go to closed down, our friends have all moved on, and life has taken us somewhere else. But yeah, I feel those moments, you know, both in the writing, and then when we get to play live, often those songs will take us right back there every night on tour as well.
Yeah, you know, my note on Looking High, I actually wrote the needing to recapture something in the past. And I don't know if you see it like that, but that's what I feel from that song. It's like you get in that moment every now and then where you find like need is the word I come back to, of needing to get to back to something in there.
Yeah, I think what's weird, you know, what's, I know what you're saying. I agree. I mean, like with that song, it kind of starts off, you know, musically, it's like quite major. It's in a kind of like, it's in an optimistic kind of place in certain ways. To me, it kind of reminds me of Prince or like some Minneapolis sort of funk stuff. And then what happens in the song is like the song actually becomes minor and becomes much more melancholic in the second half. And actually you realize that the nightlife and the people dancing on the dance floor, they now are ghosts. You know, those nightclubs and those evenings that you had and those friends you had, they've all moved into the past. They've become ghosts and you miss that and you're pining for it and longing for it. And that's the move in that song. You know, it's like being somebody taking you back and showing you the amazing nights you had and then reminding you that none of that exists anymore.
Which is a nice kick to the shins right there. It's like, hey, remember that? It's
gone. Yeah.
It's gone.
Yeah.
And everything leaves.
It's good. I think it's good.
It is good. I mean, we must move on from the party, right? Some version, metaphorically speaking. Shout out to Astapro for sponsoring this episode and providing us with free samples. I live in Kentucky, in the Midwest, and allergies, yeah, I suffer. When I say I suffer from allergies, I suffer from allergies. And around here, everyone I know deals with allergies to some degree. And for a long time, I thought it was just something that I would have to live with, which is a real problem for anything, but especially when you're a radio host. It affects my voice, it affects my mood, it affects everything. And I feel like I've tried all the medicines. Some of them work better than others, but there's never a perfect one out there, especially because some of them take forever to actually work and some of them don't work at all. And then there's Astapro, the fastest solution to nasal allergy symptoms. It's what I use now, and it's definitely changed my life. Astapro is the first of its kind nasal allergy spray. It's the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter allergy spray. It starts working in 30 minutes, while other allergy sprays take hours. Astapro is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. Astapro delivers full prescription-strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing. With all the pollen in the air, with all the dust around the corners of the house, even with the allergies I have from my dog, Astapro has been the nasal spray that has helped me with all of my allergies. And it can help you too. Get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with Astapro. Go to astaproallergy.com for a discount so you can Astapro and go today. Astepro allergy.com. That's Astepro allergy.com. Astapro and go. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
And compliments, of course, on the first single, Wake Me Up. I mean, this is such a strong single and a great song.
The song for me is more about trying to break out from, it was trying to break out from basically just a depressive place, which was the one that I was writing from in lockdown, and wanting to be, tried to transport myself and using the song as a transporting mechanism to try and move into a better place and trying to wake me and my friends up and people that will hear the record out of a dystopian dream that was the last 18 months or 2 years in the pandemic, and to try and reemerge into a brighter future. And maybe that can, you know, and I still hope for that. You're right. Songs accrue meaning, and like words accrue meaning. I mean, I used to study literature and the way in which a word can resonate in different contexts and different eras. It's like, that's the power of the word. And I wouldn't ever want to limit somebody else's interpretation of the song. I think that whatever resonates within which context is heard is equally valid. That's the power of music, I guess.
Absolutely. Well, there are powerful moments all over this album too. I mean, that heavy riff and flutter is so good. The sound, by the way that song builds and builds, and I wasn't paying attention to the track list. And I guess my mind has thought, and there it is, the finale. And then we get a song right after it. And I thought, oh man, the audacity to follow this song. You know, that's a big moment right there. And then you gotta bring in that other thing. Like, I'd love to hear about the sound too, because again, I think that's one of my favorite moments on the record.
Oh, cool. Yeah. I know. We love it. I mean, we just jammed that song out. There wasn't really a plan for the writing of that song. Jimmy had like the keyboard part, came up with the keyboard part, and we just kind of jammed it out. And for a long time, it was just a kind of instrumental, clubby track. You know, we felt like it was inspired by Caribou and that type of slightly left field, I guess you'd say indie dance music, maybe, of which there's a lot in the UK. There's Fortet, there's some really great music that we were inspired by for that song. And then when we got to the studio, I'd done stuff with a group called Underworld before, wrote some music with them, and their singer Carl Hyde goes into a kind of free associative, repetitive, quite hypnotic way of singing. And I just kind of was like, that to me felt like the right course for this song. But yeah, you're right. It really builds. It's like, it's definitely one of the peaks of the album. And, We normally probably on a different album would have put that song earlier in the sequencing. But actually we wanted to sequence the record in a slightly different way than we've sequenced our other albums. Because normally our albums kind of in the final tracks, the last couple of tracks, often they slope off. They kind of quietly tail off towards the end. But this time we put that there as the climactic moment. Penultimate, but it didn't ever feel like the closer. That was the thing. And as you're saying, so then we have got Wild Green, which to us feels like the perfect closer afterwards. We're really happy with the way those songs turned out.
Yeah, ends up being a really powerful moment. You mentioned Carl Hyde, Underworld. Did I read somewhere that there's an album still to come on that?
I've made some tracks with him. Like maybe 5 or 6. They're all in different states of finishing. I'd love to hopefully finish them at some point with them. there's one called The Gambler that was used on The Jinx. I think it's called The Jinx, which is about Robert Durst, who was a wealthy property. Anyway, you can hear that's one of the only ones that's actually released. It's called The Gambler, and that's me and Carl Hyde, and it's a banger.
I love that marriage right there, the two of you all and what's going on. And I know that there's lots happening this year, the tour. Is coming up. You guys are going to do Glastonbury. I did see it looked like that you're playing opposite Billie Eilish at the time. So that's, I don't know what you can do from the stage on that point. I mean, slingshotting anything over.
No, dude, to be honest, that's a good clash for us. That isn't a problem. I love Billie Eilish and that she's going to be awesome. But like, if you're headlining one of the stages at Glastonbury, you're clashing with somebody good. Mm-hmm. And at least it's definitely, I think there's enough differences between us and Billy that I don't think there's going to be much of an issue there. I think the Glastonbury's a big old festival. There's enough people to go around, so it's going to be cool.
Well, Yanis, congrats on all this, man, on all the success. Life Is Yours is such a strong album. I've had so much fun listening to it, and I so appreciate you taking the time to talk about it today.
Thanks so much, man. I'm sorry about the signal and the traffic chaos here in London. The city needs to sort itself out.
Yeah, no, I've enjoyed the background tour as we've been talking.
That's, I mean, we crossed the Thames. We crossed the Thames, so, across the river. But yeah, no, I'm sorry. It's been chaos here.
Yeah, there's a part of me that got to cross it today as well. You know, I didn't expect that. So, you know, thanks. I appreciate the talk, man. Take care, and I can't wait to see this show live.
All right, thanks so much, Carl. Appreciate it.
My thanks to Yanis Foles. The new album is called Life Is Yours. Thanks to you as well for checking out the episode. Please do hit that subscribe button while you're here. Again, 3 new interviews every single week. New ones every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at iTunes and Apple Podcast, at Spotify, Podchaser, NPR, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. Subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Then after that, head over to WFPK.org, where I do a show Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern. It's an hour full of song premieres, music news, anniversary spins, bonus interviews, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on the social media spots as well, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all three of them, at Kyle Meredith. Do hope you like and follow along. That does it for another edition of Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Just because I'm on the data, so it could crap out.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.